Hinu Smith looks out at her small team harvesting potatoes under a toasty September sun. Just over a year ago, she became the Ho-Chunk Nation's first ever executive director of the nation's newly created Department of Agriculture.
Whatever the Department of Agriculture does, we want to engage. Teach and learn, teach and learn.
Smith is determined to engage fellow tribal members in developing a sustainable food system. To some, her job would seem daunting. The darkening cloud cast by climate change is just one challenge. Ho-Chunk tribal members are subject to health disparities, including higher rates of diabetes, and some lack easy access to fresh and nutritious foods. Smith hopes to make more tribal land available to members who want to farm. Many are scattered throughout the state.
What we want to do is to be able to eventually be able to fill all of these gaps within our food system. We want to be able to provide all of these foods if we can, whether it's produce. Here we're focusing on produce. But in coming years, there's the option of poultry or beef.
Smith points to a program that came out of the pandemic as evidence that tribal food sovereignty is achievable. It's called the Tribal Elder Food Box Initiative.
Creating boxes of food that are more culturally appropriate, healthy, and consumable to tribal people. That has been happening for 3 years in all the tribal communities of Wisconsin within all the tribes. And so that's a really big effort toward tribal sovereignty. And then that also has this collateral impact, right? So wanting to be able to source food for these boxes from tribal people. It's really difficult to do that if you don't have all of the infrastructure.
Tricia Gorby is Assistant Dean and Director of UW-Madison Extension's Natural Resources Institute. It's one of the partners, bolstered by a 3-year financial grant, committed to working with the Ho-Chunk and other Wisconsin tribes.
Helping to support food sovereignty initiatives and reduce those barriers that Hinu was mentioning. So it's really building and connecting to the expertise that resides on campus, but bringing that together with the knowledge and the commitment from all of the various tribal partners.
Here in this space, the tangible sign of food security is the bounty of potatoes Ho-Chunk Department of Ag team member Ryan McClure is harvesting and his enthusiasm for the work.
Well, I was working in a distribution center before this as a supervisor, and Hinu brought it to my attention that there might be positions open, and it's something I'm looking to be a part of, I'm glad to be a part of, and it's something that I've actually grown passionate since working in here for them.
McClure says he loves seeing the community get involved.
The kids seem to have liked it a lot more than others. The younger kids we had out here, we had about 20 kids out here. Yeah, they all loved it. They're identifying bugs, insects that were out here, tackling the weeds. They actually helped with the tomatoes a lot. I mean, the potatoes, where we're sitting right now.
And then there's fellow staff member Selena Hall. She graduated from college in Kansas last spring and then drove through the night to start her job here the next day.
Eventually, I know me and the team have talked about trying to do more of a herbal garden so we can start having more teas and drying more of the herbs and giving them away or having classes for others to learn. When you take care of these plants, they're going to take care of you, and you'll be able to see that through your health, especially with all of these healthy foods.
Hall has no shortage of ideas, but says,
you know, actions speak louder than words. If you're talking, you're not getting anything done.
Hinu Smith says her team fuels her determination to puzzle out how to connect tribal members with land and equipment they can share to harvest and process what they grow.
Our department is preparing for a farmer training program, and so we're looking at kicking that off in 2025.
In her words, agriculture can be a catalyst to everything. Susan Benz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Thank you. Yeah, these we got, excuse me, one pistol back, the two gators. We're waiting on our forklift. We have the skid steer. It's in, but we're waiting on the forklift.